That's Austin-based rock duo Major 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 performing in front of a crowd of diehard Austinites at this year's Ditch the Fest Music Festival. The festival drew roughly 1,000 people on its first day. That's 1,000 people who chose to spend their Saturday at the historic Scoot Inn over Silker Park. The event, now in its fourth year, is organized by local art collective Rawpaw, a network of friends and artists who find ways of sewing together different art mediums. 20-year-old Samuel Jacobson says he'd rather stay away from the frenzied ACL and instead hear Austin's latest local bands among friends, a sentiment every attendee seemed to share.
I don't know. I don't really have any interest in going to ACL, and like for me as a Saturday, like this is ideal.
With over 20 acts billed, all from in or around Austin, many genres were represented to mirror the diversity within the local music scene.
Austin is known for being a live music town, but within the town, you don't have that much of a wrapped, packaged scene itself.
Santiago Dich is a student at the University of Texas and member of local rock group Growl.
People like Rawpaw, Eye in the Sky, collectives like that really do a good job of giving you the package and sort of having you understand exactly what Austin music is about. Because there's everything from weird ska rap to country folk jams coming on this festival, and I think it really shows a diversity in what Austin has to offer.
Austin's title of live music capital of the world might help attract the big names in music, but drown out Austin's homegrown music scene. Festival organizers hope that by pairing together local acts with a local audience, a strong Austin scene will grow organically. Big ambitions for a festival only in its fourth year, but judging by how much fun people were having, it's hard to say Ditch the Fest Fest didn't at least put on a good underground alternative to Austin city limits. For KUTX, I'm Yvonne Bravin.